Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Lisa D's Blog Talk Radio Show. Okay, I'm not sure how many people are with us tonight, but the topic tonight of the show is the future of America. What does it mean now that Donald Trump has been elected our president? And what does that mean for the future of America? I invited someone to speak tonight who is unable to be with us. However, anyone who's listening in, please feel free to speak at any given moment on a topic. And what I've been doing is, as I've been inviting people to the show, is telling everyone that we are to respect other people's opinions as well as no use of profanity, because this seems to be a hot topic and people are emotional about it. Everywhere you go, people are talking about this. Today, I was driving and this person in front of me, in his back window, big bold letters, he had the word Trump. And there was other little places I was driving by, and big letters on a big boulder was Trump. So people are very passionate about this. And it's a topic that I wanted to have as many callers to call in as possible so that we can talk about it and what their feelings are about this and why they feel the way they do. Go over some reasons. There's some reasons why many people think that Donald Trump should not be elected. And one of the reasons is because he is a businessman. He doesn't have any background, you know, in on how to handle crisis when they come up. Because if anyone's been closely following this campaign, they can see that Donald Trump is not used to listening to anyone. Throughout the campaign, it was obvious that he's not good at doing this. Even his advisors, who told him to tone it down some, he continued to go ahead with his antics. So he's not a good listener. It doesn't appear that he's a good listener. And when you're a president, you have to be able to listen to people and hear other sides, and be open to it, receptive. And I'm not sure, you know, that he would be good in this category from the way he has ran his campaign. So anyway, I just want to go ahead and see if there's callers out there. I know it's getting close to Christmas time. Perhaps a lot of my callers have gone out to do their Christmas shopping. Anyway, I wanted to not discuss this by myself tonight, but have others to discuss this. So since there are not any callers at the moment, I'm going to go over some more reasons why this article says that I'm reading from that Trump would not be president. That was a There are 10 reasons that are listed here. And a second reason is the article goes on to say he has no substantive policies. And when he does talk about implementing policies, he's not specific on how to do these things. So political pundits have criticized the presidential candidate for not elected president, for not issuing any substantial policies for his campaign. So we don't know what he really stands for and what are the policies that he are going to put into place. No one has a clear idea on that. So that's the second reason that was given. Reason number three is Donald Trump has no interest in a broader world. And in fact, there are only two things Trump consistently promotes: himself and the country he lives in. this is what the article says. I mean, he's not giving any specifics on how he's going to help other people. How he's going to help the elderly will be something that I will be concerned of, and for those who are these individuals. So he has no clear policy on how to, you know, go about those things. At least we don't know about it. Although he says he's going to get these things done, but he hasn't given us any clear policies on how he's going to go about doing those things. But what I would like to do is probably continue this discussion at a different time, because there are not anyone on the line at this time to discuss this matter. And this is something that I wanted to discuss with a lot of people, because people have different feelings on a topic and, you know, what they think he's going to do. But in any event, moving right along, what I would like to do is talk about Christmas. And because a lot of people are doing their Christmas shopping late, and I'm one of those people as well, getting Christmas shopping done at the last minute. So I am going to probably continue this discussion again at a later time, and I will let everyone know through a blog or through social media, another form of social media, of when I will continue this discussion again. Because I want as many people as possible to be on the line so that we can really discuss this and what some of their concerns are, and, you know, how we can and what we can do about things that affect us personally. Like if there's policies implemented that will affect us in a negative way and things of that nature. And we can also talk about some of these people that Trump is appointing to his administration, and how in the backgrounds of those individuals and what we believe the impact will be of the policies that they may implement. So stay tuned for my emails on social media about when this topic will be up on the air again, when I will be hosting it, and I will let everyone know. So what I want to do at this time is thank anyone who's out there listening to come back again on the show. And in the meantime, I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, and I will be back on the air again in another week. Thank you for listening, and thank you. And I'm going to sign off and say goodnight at this time until I can continue this topic again. All right, everyone, have a good night.